Sportsnet today on the Sportsnet Radio Network. I am Ben Ennis. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben is SNet. If you've been listening to this radio station all week, you will know that I was filling in for Tim and Sid on Tuesday, and Mike Wilner was supposed to be on for the full hour, the full 2 o'clock hour. We're going to talk baseball. It's going to be great. We're going to be able to look longingly into each other's eyes, but instead we had to do it over the phone because Michael's spine turned to dust. Mike Wilner joins us on the line right now, and apparently things are better, and maybe they'll be better after today because you're at the chiropractor's, Mike?
I am right now. I'm at the table. It was Wednesday, by the way, not Tuesday.
Was it Wednesday?
Yeah, it's a long weekend, so it feels...
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm getting the heat now. I'm going to get some acupuncture a little bit later on, and I'm going to go to physio. I've been really... working with the medical professionals to try to get this thing cleared out, but it's not too bad for day four. We're improving.
You did the old pitch talks in the city. Was that yesterday as well?
Thursday.
Man, I got my days all messed up. How did that go? You weren't able to sit, so you were all drugged up talking baseball?
I probably could have sat down, but I was afraid that if I did, I might not be able to stand up. So that's why I stood the whole time. And slightly drugged up, talking baseball. It was those pitch talks are a lot of fun. And for the people who are going to be down in spring training, there's one on March 23rd in Clearwater that I'm going to do, and there's going to be a Blue Jays panel, a Rays panel, a Yankees panel, a Phillies panel. It should be pretty terrific.
Yeah, I've never been down, but you don't drink, so it's okay. Everybody else was drinking. You were doing mind-altering drugs, so that's fine.
People were trying to get me to drink just to see how great it would be to be on alcohol and painkillers at the same time, but I chose to decline this time.
All right, so pitchers and catchers, most of them are already down there, officially reporting tomorrow for physicals, and then first workout is on Monday in Dunedin. Man, Mike, I'm trying to put a... Listen, I can do the mental gymnastics to say, you know what, bottom third of the Jays rotation, nobody really, you know, has an enviable bottom third, bottom four in their rotation. And, you know, it could be just fine, could be good even. Even second base, who knows? Meister Stirrus before he got hurt was pretty good. I can do the mental gymnastics to say that, yeah, the rotation... You got a couple of guys, 200 innings plus guaranteed. Dickey, Burley, and Stroman proved to me that he's a major league ready starter. And Hutchison stayed healthy for the whole year. And the fifth starter's the fifth starter. Whatever. The bullpen still, Mike. I can't. I mean, I can't wrap my head around it. I know. I mean, I guess it's possible. But here's how it stands right now. Maybe Aaron Sanchez in there, but I'll just leave him out of it. Brett Cecil, Aaron Loop, Steve Delabar, Marco Estrada, Chad Jenkins, Kyle Drabeck in quotation marks, Todd Redmond. Both of those guys are out of options. So is Brett Cecil. That's how it stands right now. And, Mike, we know they're pitchers. They get hurt. Somebody's going to get hurt. If like, God forbid, Brett Cecil goes down, what are you left with then?
Well, first of all, I think you need to put Aaron Sanchez in there. I you know, given the state of the way this bullpen yeah, you just mentioned all those names. It is much, much, much better if Aaron Sanchez is there at the back of the bullpen. And I think that, you know, this is a very significant year for the Blue Jays. And I'm confident that if things don't change, there are no additions personnel-wise, then Aaron Sanchez is going to be the closer when this season starts. But, you know, when you look at Sanchez, Cecil, Loop, Delabar, who was an all-star a couple of years ago, and again, we know how up and down relief pitching goes. Marco Estrada, who was terrific out of the bullpen last year. Todd Redmond, who was very, very strong, at least first time through the lineup. That's a deep, decent bullpen. And I think the fallacies a lot of people have is that there are teams that put together bullpens that go four or five deep. Usually when you get to the fifth reliever in the team's bullpen, he is terrible.
Sure.
Like, you know, awful. And the Blue Jays haven't had to deal with that in a long time. They've had strong, deep bullpens that go six guy, you know, you're throwing six good relievers out there. I don't have a huge issue with this bullpen. I think that there's talent at the top in Sanchez, Cecil, Loop, Delabar, or Estrada. And you've got some bubbling under people as well. You've got Miguel Castro, who could very well be to the Blue Jays this year what Carlos Martinez was to the St. Louis Cardinals a couple of years ago in their World Series run. You've got Wilton Lopez, who was outstanding for the Houston Astros from 2010 to 2012. You've got Thiago da Silva, who's a really interesting dude, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. A Brazilian guy who was a dominant closer in the Mexican League last year, which is equivalent, they say, to AAA. So there's stuff bubbling underneath the surface. And, you know, I'm not saying that this is a killer bullpen by any means. It's not a phenomenal, it's not the best. It's not what the Blue Jays have had in the past, but it should still be more than good enough, especially with the improved offense, the improved defense, and one would hope the better starting pitching, you know, with another year from Stroman and another year from Drew Hutchison.
I'm not about to say it should be anything because it's a bullpen. I have no idea. I'm just saying.
By the way, I have to update you. I am getting acupuncture as we speak right now.
That's great.
A shout out to the wonderful Applewood Chiropractic Clinic and Dr. Lori Berardinucci, who's sticking pins in my back even as we speak. Everyone should go and get their chiropractic work done here.
Wow, you think you're going to get a free chiropractic session with that? you may just. Who knows?
I wouldn't bet on it.
Talking to Mike Wilner, who's getting his back worked on. Some big 300-pound guy's got his knee right into his spine right now, and he's got pins sticking out of him. Spring training, I guess, officially starts tomorrow with the mandatory reporting of pitchers and catchers. Miguel Castro is an interesting guy, Mike, because I don't know. I've never seen him, but yes, the reports are very good on him. Is he, like, can you see him breaking camp with this team?
No. I mean, it's possible. If he's just ridiculously lights out in spring training and Aaron Sanchez is strong and stretched out and Daniel Norris and, you know, doesn't have the best spring, then, yeah, maybe Sanchez breaks as a fifth starter and Castro goes to the bullpen and out of spring training. But I think that's a super, super long shot.
What do you think of the pace of play rules they implemented yesterday?
It didn't do anything for me. I don't think it's really going to matter. I mean, especially since the consequences are only fines. It's not, you know, they'll call a strike or they'll call a ball or something like that. A lot of guys still lean out of the batter's box, keep one foot in, and they do all their stupid adjustments and crap and everything. So, I don't think that much is going to change, but I applaud them for making the effort.
Do you think that's a problem? Do you think games need to be quicker?
I don't necessarily think games need to be quicker, although really, who doesn't want more Blue Jays talk?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a key. But the truth of the matter is there's a lot of just wasted time. Not a lot of dead time. I don't have an issue with, you know, time when the ball's not in play or anything like that. If there's still stuff going on. But there's so much dead time, and I can't remember who it was who measured how much time guys spent once their bat started out of the batter's box doing all sorts of dumb stuff, and it was like 40 minutes, and that's just stupid. There's no reason for that to happen. You know, nobody has to. Back in the day, and I hate to sound like a grumpy old man here, but you know, when I was a kid watching baseball. There was one guy who had a ridiculous in-between-every-pitch routine that took forever, and it was Mike Hargrove when he played for the Indians and whoever else he played for. They called him the human rain delay because of all the stuff he did in-between pitches. And, you know, then Nomar Garciaparra comes and he has more crap he has to do, and now it's everybody. You know, I watched a Washington Nationals game, the end of a game one day after I got home from work last season, and I watched a Denard Span at bat, and it was an 11-pitch at bat, and he fouled off a bunch of pitches and whatever. But the at bat took over 8 minutes, and there was nobody on base, and it was all because of what Span did after every pitch. And there's just no reason for it. It's just a spectacular waste of time. Just an opportunity for the hitter to step out, say, hey, everybody, look at me, and give us broadcasters a chance to talk about him more, I guess. That's the stuff I can't stand. It contributes nothing to the game, and they should be able to get rid of it.
You guys better throw to break pretty quickly as the last out it takes place, because apparently like pitchers are going to be like in their motion when you come back from break.
No, they should be in their motion at 2:25.
Yeah.
And our breaks are a minute and 50 seconds long.
Okay.
So we'll have a you know, most breaks are 2 minutes. We should have time, but yeah, hopefully they're going to be really tight on that. And why not? There's no reason for it not to be like that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that point as well. I'm with Major League Baseball, and no more of the stupid managers standing out on the field before they challenge something. I haven't read whether they're going to still have like the guy that you can call.
They still will.
That's stupid. Why do you? I can't wrap my head around that one. That makes no sense to me.
Well, for me, it's just to legitimize the delay. I think, you know, in football, we know that they're looking at the replay before they challenge and they get the word from upstairs. In baseball, if they didn't let them look at the replay, they would find a way around it to still be able to do it. So they're just saying, you know what, go ahead, do it. Look at the replay. Just do it in a timely fashion and then make your challenge. And it's funny because last year, remember, I think it was Joe Maddon who protested the game because Gibby challenged from the dugout and
right.
They weren't allowed to do that. And now that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah. It was Mark Burley had stepped onto the rubber, remember?
Yeah, they said that the everything was set and ready to go, but the pitch wasn't thrown yet, and so it was, instead of Gibby coming out of the dugout, wasting time, taking a long, slow walk, and turning the umpire around and all that crap, he just sat in the dugout, said to Joe West, that, hold on, I think I might do something, and then he did something. That's the way it's going to be now.
Talking to Mike Wilner, host of Blue Jays Baseball here at Sportsnet 590, The Fan, as pitchers and catchers report to Dunedin tomorrow, and first workout is on Monday. And I've been following some of the A-Rod stuff, some of the reports from Tampa and Yankees camp, because that's, I think, in an overall baseball sense, that's where the attention will be, naturally, with this Alex Rodriguez stuff. And the more I read, the more I hear, the more I believe that the Yankees are just going to throw him on every bus and throw him on every road trip.
Yep.
And
great pants, Alex.
And just try and destroy his will to live. But I guess, I mean, I would ride some buses for $30 million, wouldn't you?
If your employer was doing its best to make you miserable and make you leave voluntarily, the only way you can do that is by retiring and forfeiting, what, $90 million?
Sure.
Would you not put up with it?
Yeah, I think
absolutely.
I would.
Especially if it's Major League Baseball. You know, there's only so miserable they can make you. He's riding the buses, but he's getting, you know, quality Qdoba or Burger King once he gets to his destination. So there's that to look forward to. They're going to put him on almost every road trip. I think definitely every long trip. But who knows? He's got enough. He can like hire a private helicopter to take him places.
Oh, that would be so fun.
That would be spectacular if he, like him and the starting pitcher, although who knows if he's a good enough teammate to even let anybody else on a helicopter.
Yeah, but, and he landed like center field or something.
Like in the middle of batting practice.
Or no, he would like have one of those quick ropes like that would like hover over home plate, and he would arrive for his first at bat, and he would like zip line down the thing.
Yeah, because he's going to DH anyway, so you might as well just drop him into the batter's box.
That would be cool. Do you know when your first trip to Tampa is?
I will suggest that to him.
Do you know when your first trip to Tampa is this spring?
I don't.
Okay. I'll have to look that up, but that'll be fun. That'll be a zoo.
Yeah, it will. It will. Wherever they go, it's going to be a zoo, all because of him. And you know what? I don't know if I hope he hits 220 with 35 homers or if I hope he hits 230 with 8. But it's definitely one or the other.
Okay. Thanks for this, Michael. Enjoy having your back worked on, and hopefully it gets better, and hopefully it's in good shape when you have to go down to Florida?
If it's not in good shape by the time I have to go down to Florida, which is next week, I'll be pretty upset. But I've been through this a whole bunch of times, and it's doing what it's supposed to do on the way back from major injury right now. And again, the fine folks at Applewood Chiropractic helping out a lot. So here's hoping. And again, apologies for not being able to join you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Too bad you weren't down at Pitch Talks on Thursday.
Yeah. No, I had something. I don't remember. I was doing something.
Come to the one in Clearwater on March 23rd.
I would love to. And by the way, you go to Tampa on March 17th, Yankees, the night game. So enjoy that. You'll be calling that one.
I'll be on March 17th. That's March break. So that'll be on...
On the radio?
The full radio. Yeah, everything.
Ooh, that'll be fun. All right.
We're calling every game on the web on sportsnet.com, and all the weekend games and March break and night games are going to be right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Cool. Thanks for this, Mike.
All righty.
There is Mike Wilner, host of Blue Jays Baseball here at Sportsnet 590 The Fan.